The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now presenting Figg and Ford in The Case of the Greater Gatsby, Episode 3, Sunday Times, written and created by Sean Prasad and Sinead Prasad. This episode is brought to you by Hunt a Killer.
Can't say I don't miss the rush of a weekday morning in the newspaper industry. Ink-stained hands, running to beat the stringers to the kitchen before they get all the good yogurt flavors, wondering what sort of red letter will be rattling up the rag that day. Check out these cats. They're tracking the stock market. No thanks. I guess some guys dig Section 3, but business bored the pants off of me.
Sometimes I just let her talk so she'll tire herself out. Figg and I had made our way downtown to the kingdom of our number one suspect, Barnaby Nightingale. Vivian's husband and newspaper magnate. If there was one industry that could rival Hollywood in terms of ruthlessness, it would be the Fourth Estate. I turned to hash out a strategy with my partner, but found her yammering at a poor copy editor.
What's the top head today, copycat? Above the fold on Eleanor Rosie's first cousin? Sounds like a go-choker if I've ever heard of one. I see we're slinging with the swizzle script instead of a simple serif. I'd go with Fairfield Light if you want the EIC to stet this dummy.
We get it, Weinstein. You know a lot of newspaper terms. Let's go.
All right. Which tactic should we use on him?
Tactic?
Yeah, you know, good cop, bad cop. Leading and loaded. One cop, two cop, etc. I thought we could go with floor cop, drop cop for Barnaby.
What's that? Actually, I don't want to.
It's where they think there's one cop coming in to question them, and then all of a sudden, boom. I've been on the ceiling fan this whole time, and I jump down, and he's so confused that he tells us the truth.
Well, how about the be normal and ask questions tactic?
Sounds new. How do we do it?
We go in and calmly ask what we need to ask, like adults.
Seems boring, and unlikely to work.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, we need to speak with Mr. Nightingale.
Do you have an appointment?
No, we...
I'm his long-lost daughter. I'm not here for money, just want to get to know my father.
Oh, golly gee, wow! You better get in there right away.
That's what I like to call no daughter, one daughter.
Well, I went ahead and knitted sweaters for the whole litter. Didn't want any of those little kittens to feel left out. Oh, hold that thought, Mom. I have visitors.
Mr. Nightingale, boy, do I have something to tell you. This here is your long-lost daughter.
Grace, I...
Barnaby Nightingale, good to meet you. This here's my partner, Phillips, Ford Phillips, former child star and current PI about town.
And this is Figg Weinstein, former reporter and current pain in my ass.
So, not my long-lost daughter. Grace, this is the third time this month you've fallen for that. How many illegitimate daughters do you think I have?
Sorry, I'll write that down.
Private eyes, huh? What can I help you with? Oh, can I get you anything? Coffee? Pressed juice?
Sure, I'll have beetroot with ginger.
Man after my own heart.
We're here about the murder of F. Scott Fitzgerald, author, screenwriter, and alleged womanizer.
Shame about that, isn't it? Although, murder? I thought it was a heart attack.
That's what the press is saying. Including your Gazette.
Yes, well, it's terrible, just terrible. I loved that Gatsby fellow, feel like I have a lot in common with him.
How so?
Well, I spent a lot of my time trying to impress a woman who doesn't seem to care much about me. Love to host extravagant parties. Also, I'm trying out my version of old sport.
What's that?
Buckety-doo. It's cute, right?
I'd workshop that one before you get punched.
Note taken. Now, what can I do for you?
Unfortunately, we've discovered that Fitzgerald didn't die of a heart attack.
I see. Are you hoping for us to issue a retraction of our obituary? I've been looking for a reason to fire George in that department, but he also does the crosswords. You know, he misspelled the name of Fitzgerald's live-in girlfriend, Sheila Graham. Well, that I can't blame him for. It's weird to have an extra H at the end, but still, he's the crossword guy.
Sheila Graham, the gossip columnist? I lost a few scoops to her in my days as a scribe.
No firing's necessary. It isn't George's fault that the obit was wrong. The cops are in on the cover-up of this whole ordeal, and they're the ones that fed the press that story about the heart attack.
Right now, we're just trying to get a lay of the land. See who knew Fitzy and what we can figure out about his final days.
Well, I barely knew the man. Met him once at a shindig male hammermeister invited me and the wife to. Vivian's my wife. She's a singer and an actress. Just terribly talented. A real Bubba Gillespie. That's another nickname I'm trying out.
Don't care
for it.
Well, that's fair. Anyways, she's the one who introduced us, actually. She met him at Bixby's Lounge downtown where she sings. You might ask her about him, in fact. She'd know better than I would.
What do you think, boss? This act working for you?
You just call me boss.
Your name is still on the lease.
What? I don't want all the liability.
Come on, before he starts to get suspicious, what do you think?
Well, I don't get the sense that he knows about the affair or had anything to do with the murder. He's carefree, amiable, not defensive.
So was Roger Haircrame.
That was blackmail. This is murder.
So what's the move?
We're on his radar now. He knows he's part of this. We leave now, and if we learn later that he did know about Vivian's wayward eye, we'll make a return visit.
You Bubba Gillespie's okay? You just sitting there staring at each other?
Yeah, we're great. Thanks for your time, Barnaby, and thanks for the juice. It's very... earthy.
Your skin looks clearer already.
You might be hearing from us again, so don't go anywhere.
Nowhere to go but here and home. The life of a workaholic, am I right? No wonder the wife is so mad all the time.
Ah, don't blame yourself. Vivian seems like she was born that way. Kind of just a permanent stink face.
But the most beautiful stink face in town. Hey, so you've met her?
We're regulars at Bixby's. Might head that way later tonight and ask the missus what she's heard.
Tell that angel I say hi. And I'll be dreaming of her voice all night while I undoubtedly am still here fixing up George's mistakes.
Will do.
On that note, you know a four-letter word for Stark cookie?
Oreo. I'm your cookie gal.
Oh, that's great. See you around, you hot garlics.
No,
please don't.
It isn't working.
Sorry, I have to charge extra for olives today. Business is slower than usual and rent's gone up again since you were last here.
That's okay, Bixby. The dirty martini is doubling as my lunch today. Busy, busy.
Old Bob, my landlord, is really trying to squeeze every cent out of me.
Well, as soon as we get paid for this new case, I'll bring all my friends around and we'll order the fanciest drinks you can muster. I'm talking tip-top shelf.
You only have one friend, Fig.
How is the luminous Miss Vanderjetsky these days? She seemed in good spirits last time she was in, but that does always seem to be the case.
She's great. We're co-workers now, both starring in the Grapes of Wrath picture at Hammermeister Studio. Check this out.
Wow. A bracelet that says co-workers. I should get some for my employees. They're always forgetting.
I was dubious at first, but it's come in handy.
For the second time in as many days, a gaggle of well-to-do industry folks made a beeline for Bixby's back room. There was the young gal who couldn't be more than 15 years old, chattering on about screenplay format. An older fellow I recognized from a Western film my dad had taken me to as a kid. And sneaking in behind the gregarious Harpo Marx was a small blonde woman with her face set in a grimace.
Hey, speaking of, that dame that just walked in. I think I saw her on set yesterday.
On the first page and he yelled at me. At me! So I asked him, do you know who my father is? Well, turns
she looks mighty young to be mucking about in a cocktail lounge. Aren't you worried you'll lose your license?
You know, we do serve some of Hollywood's finest non-alcoholic cookies.
Yeah, you do.
As Fig and Bixby cheersed each other, I got up and slyly eavesdropped as they made their way to the back.
Well, I'm glad Mel took a chance on you, kid.
Thanks, Larry. Opportunities for female screenwriters are few and far between these days. If only I could have been born 70 years from now. Freeze my body and bring me back to life then.
Quiet now, Darby. Don't cause a scene. Sheila, are you coming?
I'll be there in a moment.
The others disappeared into the back as the one named Sheila stood to the side while the Bixby's Lounge MC took the stage. I made my way back to the bar.
And now, the songstress of SoCal, the diva of downtown,
the icon of the I-5 freeway, which is something I made up in my dream last night and really need to talk to a city planner about, Miss Vivian Nightingale.
Like I've heard this one before.
So what's going on there, Bixby?
Oh, there? That's a singer I hired to entertain and inspire and create the aesthetic of a buzzing and successful speakeasy hearkening back to the days of Prohibition.
No, not up there. I mean that coterie of famous friends you're stashing in the back room.
Like I said, making ends meet is hard these days. I'm renting out the backspace to actors who need to rehearse.
Yesterday it was a book club, and now it's a rehearsal space. Aren't you an enterprising business owner?
Hey, Ford. Check out Blondie at 6 o'clock, staring down Vivian. That's Sheila Graham, Fitzgerald's gal. I'd recognize that story-thieving Bob anywhere.
It seems Fitzy's love life is about to collide in on itself.
Oh, yeah. I doubt she's ogling that dress. Even in this early Hollywood black and white, I can tell that color clashes with her hair.
And it's even harder in audio. Oh, here she comes. Act natural.
I need a shot of something, Bixby. Anything.
Coming right up. Everything okay, Miss Graham?
Having a bit of a rotten week, actually. I have a feeling things might turn out all right, though.
Sorry to hear that. But then, happy to hear the next part. Sentences can be such whirlwinds. Language is beautiful. That'll be $7.
Seven? In 1940? You're lucky I like you.
Sheila Graham sighed the sigh of a woman who'd reached the end of her rope. She poured the shot of liquor down her gullet and went to join her group doing who knows what in the back room of Bixby's. I do believe we found ourselves another suspect.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And let's hear it for the MC on the piano. Hey, over at the bar, Bixby, watch that fig wine shine. She smuggled her own cookies in here, and that's not allowed.
She's right, Fig. There's an unboxing fee here nowadays.
You're really nickel and diming us here, B.
We'll pay up if you hook us up with Sheila's address.
I thought you had a thing for Vivian.
I'm the one with a thing for Vivian, and that thing is a suspicious eye and a left hook if necessary. The Addy, Bixby.
Okay. But don't tell her this came from me.
We're discreet. Appreciate it, my friend.
Well, well, if it isn't the detectives to the stars.
Trademark pending.
We haven't decided on that yet.
Sorry, I ordered the stationery already.
Bixby, I'll have what he's having.
Well, Miss Nightingale, we've done a little digging, and as much as it pains me to say this, I think we're going to accept the case.
I knew you'd come around. But that means you're drinking on the job.
It sure does. It'll be 25 a day plus expenses.
You drive a hard bargain. Deal. So, how is my case coming along?
It's coming along slower than an uphill molasses river. Slower than a stone tortoise in a snowstorm.
We paid a visit to your better half today. Seems like a nice fella. Shame about his wife.
I suppose he's a real jolly sport right up until he throttles you in cold blood.
You friends with Fitzy's girl, Sheila?
Friends? With Sheila? No one is friends with that woman. She's a vicious gossip. To befriend her is like befriending a wild animal. Could turn on you at any time. Like I'm going to do now, but with my body.
And with that, she made good on her promise. She turned on her heel and sauntered out of the bar back to her dressing room.
Presumably to brush her hair in the mirror and ask it who's the fairest of them all. Then eat a feast of ingenue hearts over a bed of iceberg lettuce.
Okay, we get it. You don't like her.
Iceberg lettuce, Ford, not even the good kind, like romaine or butter, the kind with some nutritional value. That's what she is, Ford. Iceberg lettuce.
As Fig rattled on about Vivian and lettuce and eventually, I assume, blue cheese, I glanced over to the back room where I saw Sheila Graham standing, staring daggers at me. She smiled, then disappeared behind the drapes. Something was up.
Three different people on an account of a small but brief outbreak of the bubonic plague that hit our town that winter. So he had to bring his work home with him that weekend. So he rolled in with 5 vats of creamy, tangy, chunky, blue, just as I wound up to whack my bean-shaped pinata. And boy, oh boy, Ford, that was a messy bean explosion, let me tell ya.
Shipwrecked Comedy presents The Case of the Greater Gatsby. Written and created by Sean Persaud and Sinead Persaud. Directed by William Joseph Stribling. Featuring Sinead Persaud as Fig Weinschein, Sean Persaud as Ford Phillips, Mary Kate Wiles as Grace Beckins and Vivian Nightingale, Tommy Hobson as Barnaby Nightingale, Dante Swain as Bixby Crane, Carlos Alazraki as Leary O'Shaughnessy, Jenny Dee as Darby Farnsworth, Julia Cho as Sheila Graham, and Christopher Higgins as the MC. Original music by Dylan Glathorn. Audio recording by Ears Up Studio and Noah Hunt Audio. Mixing and sound design by Lizzie Goldsmith. Executive producers Paul Komorowski and Michael Walsh. Produced by Sean Persaud, Sinead Persaud, and Mary Kate Wiles. Special thanks to Kickstarter backers Katie Adamczyk, Allie Burtz Brown, Zainab Khan, Xiao Shi Kuo, Jane Leach, Avali Long, Liesl Perrine, Halsey Root, The Rude Mechanicals, Heather Tennant, and Justin Waterman. Please rate and review the show wherever you listen. Visit Shipwrecked Comedy on YouTube to view the prequel film for this series, The Case of the Gilded Lily, or many of our other projects, like Little Vivimon, a fake movie trailer that mashes up Louisa May Alcott's beloved classic with The Vavitch. Join Shipwrecked Comedy on Patreon to get early access to Greater Gatsby episodes and exclusive behind-the-scenes content.